White, St. Helena, California, October 16, 1908. Elder J. E. White, Nashville, Tennessee. My dear son Edson, I am not able to write today. I feel very weary. My head is tired, tired, tired. I have been looking over my manuscripts to find those things that I may need in the work I am doing. Since my return from Los Angeles, I have been much afflicted. I have suffered much with rheumatism in my right side and right limb. Much of the time I was in intense pain. I could lie in one position but a short time, and every movement caused much suffering. I have spoken only twice since my return from Southern California, and Sarah has given me most heroic treatment. This relieved the difficulty, but it returned again and again. We have had no rain until the day before yesterday. Then we had a steady rain for about 10 hours. I have been riding out with Willie, and he read to me your letter of September 23rd. I was much surprised. I could hardly understand it. What you have written to me regarding your reconversion and rebaptism had entirely passed from my mind. Today, Willie told me all about it and says that I read the letter when it came, but I do not remember it. Many times, my son, I have had my soul drawn out in prayer to the great healer that he would manifest himself to you in the power of his rich grace and heal every physical and spiritual infirmity. During many hours of the night, in my periods of wakefulness, my prayers have ascended to God that he would heal you, both soul and body. And I have believed, and still believe, that the Lord is giving you a repentance that needeth not to be repented of. Of this I have had clear evidence of late. At one time I expected to go to Nashville, but when infirmities came so strong upon me, I dared not go. Elder Haskell urged me strongly to go, but I dared not venture, for it would be presumption. I did want to be with you all in Nashville very much, and especially with you, Edson. I wanted to be with you, but I gave it up because I am in no condition to travel. I now say to you, Edson, I believe that the Lord has pardoned where you have made mistakes, and that he will work with you and by you and through you to the glory of his name. I have confidence that the Lord will give you most precious victories in working in unison with your brother in the important and urgent work of getting out my publications. Edson, I have had great faith for you all along. At various times I have written you letters which I will forward to you, for I have faith that you will gain victories step by step regarding the matters mentioned in these letters. Your mother.